Welcome to Shomach Shov on the Daf, Shir Sponsor, Lo Nishmas, I'm Yaakov Shalom, and Lam Bas Yitzchok. We're holding at Sanhedrin Daf Pevov. The Gemara, towards the end of Amud Aleph, tells us that when in Aseres HaDibros it says the word Loi Signoiv, doesn't mean not to steal money. It means not to kidnap a person. Be'goinev Nefoshoi Sakosu Medaber. While when we speak about stealing money, it's a different pasuk. It says Loi Signoiv. And the Gemara says, because the Dover Loman Minyonu, you look at the context of where this word is written, and you see that context, but Lois Signov is talking about Nefashis. Because we talk about Averis, Lois Sirtzach, Lois Sinaf, when a person is Chayav Miso. So this is also Chayav Miso. Lois Signov is talking about Lois Chachashu, Lois Shaku, we talk about Momin. So it makes sense, the context, that's what it is. The Torah Chaim over here adds a little bit more that in when we talk about Aseres HaDibros, it says Lois Signov, Loshon Yochid. Singular tense, which is similar to the whole pasuk over there. Lo sirtzach, lo sinof, it's one. But in the moment, it talks about loshen rabim, lo signoivu, lo sishakru. So it's not only the what we're referring to around that pasuk, but also the tense, if it's a singular tense or plural tense, also proves that we're talking about lo signoiv, begoyim nefashos. And I saw that one of the Farshim brings this idea that by the reason why it says Loshen Rabim by Momen and Loshen Yochid by Nefashis, because by Nefashis, two people do together their potter. By when two people hit somebody and he dies, they're potter. The two people steal, they're both chayef. So you can have Loshen Rabim by Momen, but by Nefashis, they be Loshen Yochid. But as some of the Malaktim, including Reuven Margolius, point out over here, in some places in Chazal, we really say that our Gemara, the Lois Signoiv in Aseres HaDibros, speaks about Dinei Nefashos. But in some places, we say the Lois Signoiv refers to Momen. Another example where we see the Lois Signoiv refers to Nefashos is in Pirkei Der Blazer, Pirkei Malif, that it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu came and offered the Torah to all the Umas, he offered it to Yishmael. So Yishmael said, what does it say in the Torah? So he told him, it says Lois Signoiv. He says, we can't do that because we stole Yosef and we sold him. So clearly, Pirkei Der Blazer learns that Loisigna refers to kidnapping a person. But Chazal and Zoyer and Sefer Vayikra Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, when it refers to that Aseres HaDibros is connected to Asura Ma'amoris, the Asura Ma'amoris that the world was created with. So says the Zoyer, where does it say Loisigna and Asura Ma'amoris? It says, Vayir Melukim, Hine Asati Lechem is called Esev Zorei Hazera. Whatever I gave you, I gave you your asif, your grass. Don't take something that doesn't belong to you. Lo signoivu madu me'achra. So Mashman Sefer Zoyah, lo signoiv in Aseres HaDibros refers to stealing. That's what we find the dugma for that in Ma'aseh Bereishis. Also in the Yerushalmi in Brachos Perek Aleph Halacha Hey, it wants to tell us where do you see Aseres HaDibros in Kriyat Shema. So it says, where it says lo signoiv? Because it says, Vosavta de Gonecho, Velo de Gono Shechavarecho. Take your own harvest, not the harvest of your friend. Again, you see that Yerushalmi learns Lois Signoiv is referring to a stealing of Momen, not Nefashos. And another Raya is Yerushalmi in this Perek, in Yerushalmi's Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Beis. So the Yerushalmi brings, by Ben Tzor Emoire, he has to steal twice. How do you know you have a what's the Azor for both? So says the Yerushalmi. Azor legnevi rishoyno, because it says lois signoiv in Aseres HaDibros. Azor legnevi shniyo, because it says lois signoiv. So from here you learn about two gnevis, but you see that lois signoiv, the first lois signoiv refers to Momen. So Reuven Margolius wants to say that it's a machlekes between the Bavli against the Zoyar and the Yerushalmi. But I saw brought down an answer in the name of Chaim Kanievsky, and really it's almost meferish in the Sforno on the pasuk lois signoiv. Because the Sforno says that Lois Signoiv, Bechlal Gneiva, is Gnevas Nefashis, Vegnevas Momoin, Vegnevas Das Abriers. Avopeshi Karba Zoa Gnevas Nefashis. Even the main point of the pasuk is for Nefashis. But you learn from here other things as well. So Chaim Kanievsky said that once we know that there is a Isu Gneiva of Momoin, because it says Lois Signoiv, so you mainly when it says in Aseres HaDibros Lois Signoiv, don't steal, it refers to all the Gnevas that we have. Gneiva Nefashis, Gneva Momen, as the Sforno says, Gneva Sadas, all Gneva is included. Once you know that it's also, so it's all included in that words of Lois Signoiv. So you may, according to that, all these Chazals fit together. Because now that we know the Shoresh of Lois Signoiv refers to Momen as well. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.